Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 212. The juice is loose. Beetlejuice, ladies and gentlemen. The original, okay? 1988. Tim Burton's second major motion picture. Hot off the success of Pee-wee's Big Adventure. The studio was like, yay, this guy, he's got like a weird little quirky vision. Let's let him do a movie. Another one. Make us some bucks. Okay? And this is March 30th, 1988. Of course, Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis, Jeffrey Jones, Catherine O'Hara, Winona Ryder, Michael Keaton. I love this interview I saw of Michael Keaton. He's meeting Tim Burton for the first time for this movie. And he's like, I don't know what he was talking about. I had no idea what this movie was about. I couldn't understand it. I didn't get it. I read the script, still didn't get it. But I trusted him because I just liked him as a person. We clicked right there, and I said, just let me sleep on it. Let me think about it. And then he went home, and he said he came up with the walk, and he said Tim Burton already had the dark eyes and the pale face and pinstripes that he wanted to do, and he asked some wardrobe company to bring, like, wardrobe from every century, and he kind of created a outfit to play around in his house, and then he decided to do it. I love little behind the scenes like that.
Yeah, it's fun.
He just thought Tim Burton was a good guy, and they got along, so he did it. And they went on to do some great things.
I can't remember. Was this based on anything, or is this original? I know there's like a cartoon, but I couldn't remember if the cartoon came before or after, or there's a comic book.
It was after. Okay. It was just a story they came up with. Barbara and... Oh, no, that's not the writers. That's the characters. Screenplay by Michael McDowell and Warren Scarron. Hmm. But anyways, that was a couple drafts of it. I heard the first one was pretty dark. Like, shows them struggling and drowning in the car and some other stuff like that, and just a lot less comedic. Oh, and Beetlejuice wants to have sex with Lydia, not marry her.
Gotcha.
And so it's just really dark and different.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, that's probably not the way to go. So yeah, what the heck were their names? The Maitlands live in this Tim Burton aesthetic house. You know, we got the Tim Burton aesthetic. You gotta love it. Very quaint. And they're having a good time. He likes to build models. Alec Baldwin, young ass Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah. Like,
Jesus Christ. It's so different looking. go out to get some model paints and stuff and have a car accident on the bridge. And there's that scene with the dog. He's holding up the cars on the little wood plane. Okay, bye. and they fall in. And I didn't think about it. I was like, oh, okay. So they fall into the water in the car. So they fucking drown. Oh, that's a terrible death. Like, ugh. Couldn't have just wrecked and died. Drown. They go back to the house. And there's kind of like, do you remember how we got back to the house? No, I don't really remember. I'm gonna backtrack and see our route from the bridge. Goes outside. Only to find out it's fucking Saturn, dog. They say this once. I would never guess this is Saturn. You gotta tell me this. This is just Sandworm Land from the animated show. Anyways, I guess it's Saturn. And looks like shit. But Tim Burton said he wanted the effects to be really cheesy and like B movie from his childhood, and look unrealistic.
Well, he nailed it.
I don't know if it's true.
It was pretty cheesy.
But yeah, that sandworm looks pretty bad. That superimposed backgrounds.
Yeah, they got the lines over the actors. You can tell.
Yeah. He gets pulled back into the house, and she's like, where were you? I don't know. Just out there for a second. She's like, you've been gone 2 months. he's been gone two months. What did you do for 2 months? Just stand by the door and say, hey.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just finally pull me out? And they discover they're dead because they accept their death really quick.
Yeah.
Like, I guess we're dead. I don't think we made it. And yeah, they find the with the handbook for the recently deceased. Oh, there's a handbook here. And they start reading up on it. What's the handbook say, honey? Anything good? This thing reads like a stereo instructions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember. Do-do-do-do. Yes, the new family moves in before they actually go to the underworld or whatever
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
called.
Because they want to get to
So
the
new,
underworld to like figure out
yeah,
how to get rid of them.
remove them. So this new family moves in, and that's when we get the, Catherine O'Hare.
God, she's so good.
Yeah, she's very good as the Deets. I always thought she was Lydia's mom. She's her stepmom.
So, yeah.
Which is strange because she's the only parent in the new one. So,
And just
stepmom, step by
aesthetically, their
me.
costumes kind of match. So you think that they're kind of on the same side because they're
Yeah.
both kind of gothic, characters, more or less.
So the Deets move in. We got mom. What the heck was her name? We got Charles, the dad, Delia, the sculptor, and then his teenage daughter, gothic daughter Lydia, who is of course Winona Ryder. She looked young in this,
Oh,
but
yeah.
I know that people usually aren't as young as they look, so I looked it up. She's 15 in this
Holy
movie.
shit.
Yeah, so she actually is young. I thought she was 18 playing 15 and just looked young. Anyways,
And they have the what is it, the interior designer, the guy from fucking Demolition
Ortho,
Man? Yeah.
Otho, yeah, that guy's awesome in this. Oh, honey, we gotta do this on them. So they moved to the country because I guess Charles has had a nervous breakdown and needs to get away from the big city and relax in the country. And but Delia is not having it, and she wants to redo the whole house. It's gross. She wants to do it very modern. Brings her freaking interior designer. And they start marking up walls and changing things, and then the Maitlands see all this happening, and they are not happy about it. And so they hang out in the attic. No one ever goes in the attic or cares to, really. I mean, they try, but it's locked. Oh, I can't go out
Yeah.
there. I guess this part of the house will just be forever off limits. And which is interesting. Oh, and then I think they discover Beetlejuice during this time. They found a flyer,
Yeah,
Beetlegeist,
flyer.
for your bio exorcism needs. Bio exorcism. And then, did they see him at all before they go to the underworld? Like in the model? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think
Maybe.
their handler says something like, don't do it because they're thinking about calling him, and that he's in your model cemetery right now. And then I think that eventually they see him in the cemetery, but
Yeah. So consulting the handbook, they travel to an otherworldly waiting room. And so like the underworld or the other side is like a bureaucracy. People
yeah,
just
so
waiting and
good.
shit. Yeah. Waiting, and then that guy comes and well, they try to make an appointment. No, we don't have an appointment. We didn't know how to make one. Oh my God. Sit down. And then they call him up. The Maitlands, bring your handbook and follow me. We didn't bring our handbook, and everyone in the room just. And I like that guy. He's like, "How do I look?" And he's like, "Fucking a
Yeah.
pile of shit hanging by hooks." I know you look pretty good. Oh, thank you. I've been feeling a little flat lately. He goes through that coin slot hallway. They got some good stuff like that. The guy hanging from a noose, going by track down the offices, like
Oh,
throwing papers on people's desks
yeah.
as he spins. That's pretty good.
There's like subtle
Oh.
comedy in this movie. Like there's another scene. I think it's just a normal establishing shot of the house, and there's like a tractor thing. It's like digging and it's spitting like leaves and stuff out, and there's like a little bag hanging off the back, but it's like everything that is scooping up is like bypassing the bag. It's just spitting it out. There's a lot of like subtle humor in this movie.
Yeah. Again, we got the caseworker Juno tells them they must remain in the house for the next 125 years. And I didn't get that. So, well, you only get to be a ghost for 125 years and then it's over or what?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Then you're free to go wherever you want. I don't know what exactly that means. It's up to the Maitlands, she says, to scare them away. I don't know. It's your house. They're your humans. Figure it out. So they go back and they're invisible to everybody, they think. They think Lydia sees them because they're looking out from the window one day and she just stares. That little girl saw us.
Yeah.
No, Barbara, she can't see us. And I like why she can see her later.
Oh yeah,
She
so good.
it's just she's like it says here they're unattuned to the strange and unusual, and I am strange and unusual.
Yeah. It's so good.
So they try to scare him off with sheets, designer sheets, because they can't be seen. They got to wear the sheets to be seen. And who do they first scare? I think
I think it's
Delia.
the husband in his den. I think so, right? Because they
Is
see
it?
Lydia after the mom. What do they do to the dad? I don't fucking remember. Were they just knocking on his door or something? And he opens it. Yeah, that's what it was. It wasn't he, they were like knocking on his door.
Oh
Ooh,
yeah, and he's
and he
like
opens it.
Lydia.
God
He's like,
damn
Lydia, don't let your mom see you in those sheets. She's gonna be
it.
pissed you cut holes in her
Yep.
$600 sheets.
Yeah.
And then they go to scare Delia. Woo! Really moan, honey. Really sell it. And then she just snaps up and shoots him with the TV remote. Shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
Click. Oh, she clicked us. We gotta leave. And then I think Lydia. Oh yeah, Lydia. That's pretty funny shit. She's in her room and she just hears, oh! She's like, oh my God,
Yeah.
your sexual deviancy.
I'm
I'm a child.
a child. I'm just a child. So good.
They keep moaning and she goes out there and sees the Maitland's in the sheets and she's like taking Polaroids, the weirdest Polaroid I've ever seen, just fucking
Yeah, spitting them out. I mean,
shoots
holy
him out like a
shit.
motherfucker. Take 25 photos in like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
She's like, can't you at least keep your sexual fantasies in your room, you sickos? And then she looks at the photo, no feet. And she knows about, well, she's kind of has some inclination that there's some ghosts in the house or
Yeah.
something in the house. And, oh yeah, why you wear the sheets? Are you gross under there? They're like, I can't remember what they said. She's like, come on,
Not, are
take
you
it
like
off.
Night of the Living Dead or whatever?
Night of the
Deform.
Living Dead. It's a film, duh. What are you, gross? And they're like, oh, you guys aren't gross. She's like, oh, if I was your age, seeing my first ghost, I would have been scared out of my wits. Well, I'm strange and
Even
unusual.
unusual, yeah.
Look at me. I wear black wedding dresses with lacy veils. Of course, I'm not scared. Yeah. So they meet, and I don't remember much what they talk about. But anyways, they kind of go their own ways, and they go back to the attic. I think that's when they first kind of see Beetlejuice. Oh yeah, and we get the little backstory about Beetlejuice, which is just ridiculous by the
The Juno lady.
yeah, so they,
Yeah.
he used to be my partner. But then he went off on his own to be a bioexorcist. And he was, I don't remember, fucking banished. You have to say his name, but he can live in he's living in your model. I was
Yeah.
like, what?
What?
There's a lot of weird rules to Beetlejuice. What do they do? Oh yeah, they say Beetlejuice three times, but it doesn't like free him. It sends them into the model
Yeah.
for some reason. The first time I'm like, I thought that freed him, and then later he's like, hey, let me out.
Yeah, it was kind
I'm
of
like, I thought they
confusing.
said it three times, didn't they?
Yeah.
Or did they say it twice and they went, I don't know. But they go in there and oh, that was another thing from the original. I remember the first draft was like all you had to do was exhume his body to free him, unlike this one you got to say his name. But they'd still have to exhume his body in this one. And they're exhuming his body, and it's all like foam and stuff from the
Yeah, that's
model.
kind of
That's
cool.
pretty fun. But then you get bits of cardboard, and they say fragile in like their size. You know what I mean? Fragile would be ginormous on
Huge.
that thing. But it just, so who cares? Let it say that. So that's pretty good. And they finally get there, and they open up the, or they don't open up the coffin. It starts to like rumble and shake, and he comes out and he's like, "Aah!" And you get some of our amazing, I think it's like 12 minutes of
Yeah,
Michael
it's so
Keaton.
it's, and he's talking so. This is one of those movies that like I'm sure a lot of people can. I mean, I'm sure you're about to do it, but it's like I've only seen this movie once or twice. But he speaks so fast, and there's so many good fucking like everything that comes out of his mouth is so good. But like at the same time, I can't remember what he said. But it's just like while he's saying it, you're laughing, and you're like, "That's such a good performance."
Like, "Hey guys, we're like family." He's all hugging on him, and then he's all grabbing her ass, and she's like,
Kissing
"Hey,
her.
hey, sorry about that. Sorry about that."
Think I got a
He's
chance or
like,
whatever.
"Hey, I know you guys are married, but how, I mean, how's the marriage going? Is there any kind of chance?" He's like, "Ooh, get off of me." And then he's like, "What are you talking about? We're like, look at us, we're like brothers." And he's wearing the same thing. Oh, I love it. And he's like, "I love you like a brother." And now he's grabbing him with his backhand behind his back. He's like grabbing at her. Oh, that's awesome.
God damn it.
That guy's a creep. We're not bringing that pervert around that young girl. Come on, guys. You guys want somebody out? I want to get somebody out. It's a win-win. I just love the fucking the growly voice he's got.
That like sleazy salesman thing he's got
Yeah.
going on is so good.
What are your qualifications? What are my qualifications? Well, I'm dead. And he's, I went to
To
Juilliard.
Harvard or whatever.
And I meant, can you be scary? Oh yeah, scary. Yeah, I can do that. Check this out. How's that
So
for you?
good.
Does that do anything for you? Is that
I've
pretty
seen Exorcist 48 times and it gets
good?
funnier
It
every
gets
time I
funnier
see
every time.
it. Oh my
Hey,
God.
that's pretty good. Yeah, and then how do they go back? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know if
I
they
think they
said
just say
something, but
Beetlejuice. Oh no, they say home, home, home
yeah, that's what it is.
instead
It's like,
of.
all
I was like, what the fuck? We get
right.
all these different chants that are never used again.
So good.
So they go back. "Hey, where'd you go?" I was like, "I hope you guys like Italian." And he's like, "When you come inside, we'll have something to eat. We'll talk about it."
Kicks the
You
tree.
losers!
Nice
This
fucking motto.
piece of shit! It kicks him with a tree.
One F bomb. I love the one F bomb they got
Yeah,
thrown there.
and they just put the tree back. All right, and then we get back out there. We gotta scare away the Dietzes. The Dietzes now have their friends over for dinner. It's a nice dinner. I think by this time they've kind of rearranged the house. It's all modern. It's Tim Burtonized, is what I'd say. It's got the porch, that weird porch with the like one white house wall on the end. It just looks so weird but cool at the same time. Like, oh, we gotta have this wall here.
Yeah, it's funny.
Anyway.
The first time I see it, like, yeah, that's okay. What? And then later in the movie, they're sitting out there having tea or whatever, and they do that. Why? I'm like, it's kind of nice. It looks kind of like it was kind of fun. I'm not gonna
Like
lie.
this, and yeah, they got their friends over for dinner, eating some little shrimp cocktails. Those will come into play, and then the Maitlands try to scare them off by doing what's that song they make them do? Oh yeah, there's I think there's two of that guy's songs in this movie. There's that one, and then what's the last one?
Jump in the line, down to Bonnie
Yeah,
Brown. Okay,
okay,
okay.
he didn't believe him. Oh yeah. So, sorry, what was the one from the dinner?
It's a Ayo, wanna come and they wanna go
Bell. And then Delia, you said Dale. And
home.
everyone's looking at her. Very funny, Delia. That's amazing. Where's that coming from? Looking under the
Hey, looks
table.
under the table.
Daylight come. And then everybody's with the napkins and they won't go home. They say Dale. And they're all dancing. And then by the end, it's not scary. It's just kind of fun. And then
Yeah.
the scary thing is the shrimps turn into a puppet hand.
Yeah,
It
grabs
goes
their
up and
fucking head.
grabs her face. Oh my God, that was amazing, Delia. We simply have to meet your ghosts. They are amazing. They just immediately know they're ghosts or some possession or something.
Know, it's funny because the couple goes up to the attic and they're like, "Yes, we did it! They're gonna be running out any second now." They go to the window and nothing's happening, and then they get a knock.
Any second now.
Then Lydia's like,
Yeah.
"You want to come downstairs? They want to meet you." And they're like, "What?"
Yeah, they want to meet you. And then she comes down. Well, where are they, Lydia? They don't want to come down. They're embarrassed. They tried to scare you, and you weren't scared. We could, you know how much money we can make with these ghosts, and he's gonna convince his big boss to come down, and like, oh, I can't remember the big boss's wife's name, but Jenny's a huge fan of the paranormal. She'll be on a plane like that on the next ferry. Okay, and then so they set up another dinner meeting with all them. I think by this time, when does Lydia make that? I don't remember her doing this, but. She makes that fucking suicide note. By the time
Oh
you read
yeah, I am
this,
alone or whatever,
it
yeah.
will be too great. I am alone. And I love it. I am utterly alone. She keeps adding things to it, adding like more descriptors and scratching out stuff. It's too painful. It's too utterly painful. By the time you read this, I'll be gone. And I think she talks to the Maitlands and said, "I want to be a ghost too. I want to be gone." They're like, "No, Lydia, you got your whole life ahead
Yeah.
of you." I don't. That's kind of the end of that. They don't really mention it or talk about it again. I don't know what changed her mind. Oh yeah, but before that, we get the I forgot about right after they try scaring. The Deets' Beetlejuice somehow is able to. I
Oh,
don't know
yeah.
how he's able to get out right there, but what did they go in there and talk about it? And then we didn't even they didn't they weren't even scared. And I think Beetlejuice, you go to the model, and he's like, "Amateurs, let me see, let me show
Yeah.
you how it's done." And then he just goes out,
Comes out.
snake across the banister. Claymation Keaton Beetlejuice head. Hey, how you doing, Chuck? And then picks him up, throwing people. He drops him down the fucking the middle of the banister, like onto the hard floor. Like, and then what else does he do? He kind of scares him. I think he's about to eat Delia or somebody. He's like got her coiled up. And then, what's her name? Barbara runs out and does the Beetlejuice,
Oh
Beetlejuice,
man.
Beetlejuice. Oh no, come on. Seriously? gets sucked back in. And then Lydia thinks that was them. You guys are terrible. I don't want to be around you. No. And then, what do we get the So we get the next dinner party with the big wig boss, right? But I think they see their handler again
Yeah, because
before
she
that,
convinces
right?
them to really scare him and not use Beetlejuice again. And then that's when we get some cool, like, morphing. He, like, pulls his fucking nose out, and there's some cool stuff. She opens up her fucking jaw and little eyeballs on her tongue. Some cool designs.
I like when she does hers. He's got the eyeballs on his fingers. He puts the glasses up to his eyeball fingers so we can see hers.
And then her eyeballs, like, start to rotate to look at him. Some cool stuff.
Pretty good.
But unbeknownst to them, the interior designer has stolen. Oh no, I guess doesn't Juno actually say that? You let the Interior
You let
design guy
ortho
too,
get
good.
the fucking get the handbook. You let photographic evidence. Listen, I'm not going to have two stupid ass ghosts unravel the truth of the afterlife. Okay. Let's see here. They considered the. Using the handbook of the recently deceased, Ortho conducts what he thinks is a seance and summons Adam and Barbara using their wedding clothes. That one's pretty good. Assomalando y shabalaconcho by the age of death. Then it has her. What are you doing, Lydia? Leave them alone!
Yeah.
They're just here. They're just fun people. And she starts aging, and then they bring back Adam. And they both start aging and falling apart. Horrified, Lydia runs to find Beetlejuice, which I don't know how she would know about Beetlejuice.
I think they met at one scene, if I remember right. They have like a quick exchange in the attic, and she looks down at the model. I think they
right.
quick discussion, but yeah.
Yeah. If you want my help, you know what you gotta do. the only way I can help you is if you say my name three times. That's the way it's been. That's the rules. I don't make the rules, babe. I just play by them. Okay. Well, what's your name? That's the thing. I can't tell you what my name is. Here we go. Here we go. You play charades? So, yeah. For okay. Two words. Two syllables. Yeah. Look behind you. It's like a beetle sitting in a chair. I'm a beetle. There you go. First word. There you go. You got it. second word. And I don't remember what he does for juice. Oh, yeah. He's got the, like, Tropicana floating carton.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, orange juice? Breakfast? Drinking? Drink? He's like, oh, come on. Juice? Beetlejuice? Yeah, come on one more time. And then I think she does it again. It's showtime. Right? He comes out. I think he's
And he convinces her that he can't come out until they get married. Or they have to get married.
Yeah, you gotta get married. The only way I can be truly freed is if I marry someone, you know. Think of it more as a marriage of inconvenience, you know. You get something out of it, I get something out of it, I get to be free. You get these people out of your house, I save the day. You know, it's all good.
Yeah, you get the most eligible bachelor in this life.
And he comes out. Is he in his normal... Beetlejuice outfit
yeah,
right
he's
here.
He's in a striped suit. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he goes into the dining room, and I don't remember all that he does. He just points at someone, and they get strung up, and points at the Maitlands, and they're gone. Well, I guess that about sums it up. Right? Everything seems to be back to order and normal around here. So. Anyways, and then he like swipes his hair, and then all of a sudden he's in the red velour fucking wedding suit, darling. And then she's in the red wedding outfit, and she gets floated over has to take his arm. Let's go. You look beautiful, let me tell you. I guess we're gonna need someone to officiate this. So. And I love the fireplace turns into this Art Deco little fucking. Doorway and the little fucking goblin comes out. Do you Beetlejuice take Lydia to be here? Come on, come on. Come on, man, we gotta go. Come on, father, we gotta. Yeah, all of it. Yep. And then I think like Alec Baldwin or Barbara shows up. Beetlejuice, no! And then does the zipper. And then she unzips it. Beetlejuice second time. Oh, my God. Seriously. Does the pitch and wind up. And it's a steel plate.
Strike. And,
I'm sorry about that, Father. Go ahead. Continue. Where were we? We can get this moving along. We kind of got some things to do. We're already 2,000 years late for our honeymoon, if you know what I mean. Some stuff like that. And, Lydia, do you take Beetlejuice? No, she's kidding. She's been up late. She's had going through a lot of stuff. Anyways, I think it'd probably be best if I talk for her. He's like covering her mouth. I am Lydia Dietz, and I love this man.
Of sound and mind, yes.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. And then I don't remember what finally ends it right before they're able to say the to finish the marriage. What was that?
He transports the husband to the model where he steals that red truck and drives it out, and then he transports Barbara to Saturn, and then
Yeah,
she
the
yeah.
outworld. And then, yeah, all of a sudden she comes through the house, which I thought the sandworms couldn't enter this, they were stuck in that dimension, through the house and eats them with a sandworm.
She's riding
And,
it like fucking
yeah.
Dune. Just
That's pretty good. The Dietz and Maitlands agree to live in harmony within the house. Barbara and Adam form a strong bond with Lydia. They're like parents, kind of, and babysitters, I guess. They occasionally have fun with their ghostly powers. What was the last one? Oh yeah, it's like, what'd you get on your science test? They tried to make me dissect a frog. I said, I'm unusual, not cruel. I refused. They gave me a C. Oh, that's not good. What about the math test? Well, that didn't go very well either. We studied for weeks for that math test. I got an A. What? Crazy,
Gotcha.
huh? Got you. Like, so does that mean we get two? He's like, well, I don't know. You got a C on the science test. I think Barbara's like, Adam, you promised. Well, I suppose. And then they do the. It's the. Oh, yeah, jump in the
Jump on the
line.
line. Jump in
Big.
the line.
And
Okay,
she gets
I'm
starts float.
Lydia.
Okay.
Shake, 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 Senora. Yeah. What a
Yeah, that's
banger.
pretty fun. Pretty fun
Yeah.
scene. And that's it.
Oh no, we got the Beetlejuice epilogue where he's in
Yeah,
the,
I
yeah,
mean
that was pretty good.
that's it, but then we got this epilogue and I think it was because I don't think they were gonna put that in, but they just the Beetlejuice stuff was so good they decided to give a little bit at the end. Here's some interesting stuff too, that Sammy Davis Jr. was the original choice for Beetlejuice.
Oh, weird.
Also consider Dudley Moore and Sam Kinison. Sam Kinison could have been
Demonstrate it
pretty
would have been
good.
awesome,
Let
yeah.
me
That
guess, I'm stuck in this model! I
would have been
want to say my name! Sam Kinison was funny as shit.
good. Yeah.
I love that one bit he's got where it's like, you know what? You might not be starving if you lived around the fucking food! You live in a desert! You see what this is? This is sand! Nothing's ever gonna grow here! We have deserts in the in America. We just don't live in them. All
So good.
right.
I love the
Anyways.
I don't know if I can say this on YouTube, but he does when people do things to dead bodies, I'll just leave it at that. I mean, there's a word for that. He does a bit on that. It's pretty damn good.
Dude, he's got some crazy
He's got
shit.
some crazy shit.
A lot of people, little the yelling isn't funny. Yes, it is. Yes, it
Yeah.
is. It's very
Pretty good.
funny. So then, oh yeah, and Sarah Jessica Parker read for Lydia, Brooke Shields read for Lydia, Diane Lane, Justine Bateman, Molly Ringwald, and Juliette Lewis. And Alyssa Milano was the runner-up for
Oh, interesting.
Lydia. A lot of big, weird, almost castings. Anyways, the Beetlejuice stuff was really good, and they liked it. Like, let's film a little more. Let's get a little beetle at the end. And then he shows up in the afterworld. I guess because he died again. So he's
Yeah.
there. Oh, man. Takes his number. It's like super long, like 40 million. Hey, how's it going? You got the little shrunken head guy next to him. Did he do that to you? He's got the medicine man on the other side. The medicine
Yeah.
man's holding the number four. He's like, hey, is that Elvis? Look, it's the king over there. And steals his ticket and throws his 4 million ticket in his hand. Well, looks like I'm next. It's about time, too. I mean, I got things to do today. And then he sprinkles the dust on his head. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, what
So good.
are you
I think
doing?
he
And
hits on
shrinks
a half or a woman who's. I think he starts on the couch
his head.
with a woman. I don't remember what he says to her, but he has to move to the other
He
couch.
touches
Pretty
like
good.
the leg. He's like, I'm sorry, I didn't see you there. Let me women, am I right?
So good.
Pretty good. That's it. Yeah, it's like I remember Michael Keaton talking about the sequel had been talked of for years and years, and obviously he's finally doing it. But yeah, I think Beetlejuice is only in the movie for like 12 minutes, I think they say, of actual
Yeah,
screen
that
time.
surprised me in rewatching it of how little he's
Yeah.
actually in it.
And he
Yeah.
said that he didn't want to do a sequel. He didn't want more time than he did in the first one. So that scares me with this new one because I want to see more Michael. Like, that's a big draw. And so it leads me to believe his part in this movie could be very small in the
Think
new
Ellie agrees with
Beetlejuice.
you, yeah. Sorry.
And I like how the poster is Beetlejuice and it's always spelled like Beetlegeist. Spelled like a G
Totally.
on all his business cards and stuff, but they didn't do that in the poster. I don't know. Maybe just be easier for people to figure out how to pronounce it.
Yeah, his cowboy, I think the first time I actually see him is this cowboy infomercial. That was pretty fucking good too.
What, you got kids? Don't worry, there's plenty of spiders and snakes for them to play with. That's no problem at all. Lizards and snakes, I think it was. That's no problem at all. Bring them down, no problem. Oh, if I forgot about the one scene with the fucking brothel. That's the best Beetlejuice part. And he's
Oh
like,
yeah.
she's like, it was my idea to do the brothel. And he's like, you know what? I think she tries to pick him up and like, hey,
The
sticks her with
spikes
the pin.
come.
Ow! You know what? I'm feeling a little anxious, if you know what I mean. You know, I've used that throughout my life, like a lot. Nobody ever knows what the fuck I'm talking about. Feeling a little anxious, if you know what I mean. I wonder where a guy like me could find a, you know, some special company. And then he sees the strip club. I forget what it's called, man.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Fucking Devil Bats or something. And then there's the girls. Hey, and he's like, he starts dancing towards. Hey, lady. And then she's like, Adam, you built that? I didn't build that. So yeah, that was a really good part. But overall, Tim Burton's second movie, Tim Burton, I mean, was Tim Burton from the beginning. He didn't kind of work his way into this Tim Burton-ness. I guess he gets more and more, but this is very Tim Burton. So is
Yeah.
Pee-wee.
He's one of those directors, like, you either love him or hate him because he just has that fucking style he has for almost all of his movies, for most of them at least.
Yeah, this is before he started putting that Carter woman in every movie.
Oh, yeah. His wife,
Every
yeah.
movie. Yeah. Yeah, it's a fun movie. It's a fun 80s stupid romp. You know, these movies were so fun back then. They didn't try to be something crazy. It's just, hey, these guys are dead. People move in. They want them gone. This guy
Yeah.
can do it. No, he can't do it. Now we're living together. The plot makes
Very
no
simple, yeah.
sense, and you don't need to know it. It's just about the characters and the adventures they go on and what they're talking about and what they're doing. I enjoyed it a lot. 7.3.
Nice. Yeah, I was coming to
It's fun.
8.3, so I'm only 1 point ahead. But yeah, agree. Echo everything you said. It's a lot of fun. Waste no time. You're in it. It's very brisk. I think it's only an hour and a half. Doesn't feel too long. It's really funny. I know the it's weird because the Michael Keaton thing in terms of screen time, it's like I feel like with a character like that, you have to have the right balance where like if you show him too much, it can be kind of like, all right, we kind of get it. It's a little too much. But if you don't show him enough, then it's like, hey, we kind of what you're saying. Like, I want a little more than that. I feel like this is a little imbalanced. I think we could have used maybe one or two more scenes with him, even if they're brief. Yeah, I'm curious to see what they do in the sequel if he's just like a main character or he's just him throughout the whole thing. I mean, I'll wait till I see the movie, but that seems like it could get tiring after a while. So we'll see how they balance it out. But yeah, I do think I could have used a little bit more of a Beetlejuice, especially when the movie's called Beetlejuice. But yeah,
Yeah.
I thought it was really enjoyable. It's a fun 80s movie. Yeah, 8.3.
8.3, 7.3. All right. Check it out. Get ready for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, which is coming, and we will be reviewing next weekend. We hope you join us then here on YouTube or Spotify or Apple Music. We're always available anywhere you choose to consume your podcasts, my friends. Appreciate having you. Couldn't do it without you. Until the next piece. Peace.
Peace. Peace.